and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. Today is July the 24th, 2017. We have a live show for you today and would love for you to get involved in it. You can give us a call at any time, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star, star. We'll see you in queue and we'll bring you up. And we're going to have a great, great show. Everyone, continue to please support Black Talk Radio Network. Give some of your financial energy, because when you do that, this network grows and its overall platform and the information and the things that you need will continue to be there. I think it's very, very important for us to come together collectively with a goal and a mindset that we are in this individually, but collectively we share our energy so that we all can do what's necessary for us to do and to get to where we need to get. And we can do that by making sure that Black Talk Radio Network is on air, because you're the only sponsors of this network. It's not going out after major corporate sponsors, nor do major corporate sponsors want this platform at the way that at its original intention, because that is, adverse to their overall objectives and their methods. So this is very important that you have already decided that this network is very, very important. So now we've become to where you give some of your energy to ensure that this network continues to move forward and to develop what it needs to develop in the future, so that it will be here when you need it, when your neighbor needs it, when your family member needs it, when our community needs it. And that can only happen if you give some of your financial energy and you become a sponsor of this network individually. Doesn't matter how much you give. It's just a matter of that we are continuously giving so that this network is able to meet the obligations of staying on air, because there is an obligation, a financial obligation and a time obligation. Because you think about it, you know, for Scotty to be dedicated to Black Talk Radio Network means that he can't be dedicated to other things. I'm late today. I didn't post anything inside of BTR community. I almost wasn't able to have a show today because of this is, you know, I have to do this and other things. And because of that, it puts, you know, it puts a requirement of our time and to do that. In order for Scotty to do and maintain this as much as he does, that means that he's not given time somewhere else that could provide for and to sustain the network and himself and everything else. So very, very important that we do that. Also, you can support the network by being a part of a membership for its social media network known as BTR Community. Scotty and I talked a while ago. Wow, it was a year and a half or so ago. And said that I wanted to do a Blackboard and I wanted to have our own social media network. I wanted to get off of FedBook because I see the problems and it's not and I don't think it's in our best interest to be there. And what does Scotty do? Being the individual that has an action plan, not just a talk about things, not just to have, you know, long-winded, you know, no solutions gyrations of the tongue and mouth. He actually works at things and creates things. And so what did he do? He created BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media network where you can go and engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected. Yes, you're adversely affected by FedBook. Yes, I know it's fun. I know it's pleasing. I know it's comfortable. I know it has a lot of juicy gossip and everything else, and it has all the other things. And then you don't pay for it with your cash, so you think. But see what they do? Nobody rides for free. And what they do is they take it out of, you know how the saying goes. So at BTR Community, it is a community where you can engage in your social media activities without being adversely affected, meaning no one sells your information to someone that they don't know, or they don't sell it to anyone at all. And this is why you get a lot of the phone calls and a lot of the mail and everything else. Data mining. Also, you're not adversely affected by everything that you post on social media. Now can be used against you in any form and fashion in the future. What otherwise you wouldn't want people to know, because they won't have the right idea about you or a bunch of other things. Not only that, it's a platform to data mine and to put a spider together to see who knows who, where, when, what, and everything else. And that is the cost. And you think that it doesn't cost you a dime, but it costs you more than a dime. It costs you your labor, your assets. And so by that, Black Talk Radio Network has established BTR Community. For only $24 a year, you can engage in social media activities without being adversely affected. Yes, someone could go into Black Talk Radio BTR Community, become a member, and start doing different things and everything else, but are they really going to do that? Not likely. Just quietly go and do your own things and be fine and create your own paradigm and create what it is that you need to do. So, very, very important. $24 a year, and that will support the network, that will support the platform of the social media network. $24 a year, very, very, that's the whole year, $24. So must do that. I think it's very, very important that we all engage in that. So just wanted to say that. So want to do that. Also, I didn't get the post. Everyone, please go to the GoFundMe campaign and for my man Michael Emmanuel. And that GoFundMe campaign, give me 1 second. I may have to come back. Y'all know my internet. Y'all know how that goes. And I'm rushing and everything else. Okay, so for the GoFundMe campaign, it's GoFundMe at GoFundMe.com/ Sam Union Yankee. 5P3500 for my man Will Emmanuel, who has last month received his last chemotherapy for his germ cell cancer that had developed, and we want to get him and support him and his family so that they can get some of the trace minerals into his body, and those things are expensive. There's a hefty cost, and just to get the family to where Will could be able to regain and detox his body from all of the chemo and everything else as much as possibly, and to kind of put the body in a position to where it will not have any form of cancer to regenerate itself, and he could stay in remission. So very, very important. If you all will give, thank you all that have done just that. We greatly, greatly appreciate you and love you so much for that, because these are the gestures of real love in that assisting this young man, because this is what we all need. It's a collective prudence. So also, if you would like to be a part of our trade coin club and be a part of our cryptocurrency trading, you can do that by going to rcryptocurrency.com, rcryptocurrency.com, and you can sign up there for the Trade Coin Club group. And we will have a, for everyone that's in the trading platform in the cryptocurrencies, we will have 15 minutes after Tando Radio Show goes off, we will have our weekly conference call. You already know, you can sign up for those of you that haven't signed up, those of you haven't completed your process of sign up, do that as quickly as possible, because the cryptocurrencies is going to, in my opinion, start to make some major moves. So if you would do that, be greatly appreciated, and you'll be able to gain on some of this stuff. I'm doing it. It's a great platform. The Trade Coin Club is actually, I've done well on it, made a couple of mistakes, but I'll share those with you. I mean, I put things where I shouldn't have put them. It didn't check out everything, and I want to make sure you don't make some of those mistakes. But it's a good mistake, no problem for me. Be able to, but did really doing very, very well. So definitely you want to do that. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to our website of prosperitymint.com, prosperitymint, www.prosperitymint.com. Check out what we have there in inventory, then email info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com, before you make a purchase, just to make sure that someone will get in contact with you and to make sure that you understand the purchasing process and give you some information that I think is very, 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 very important for you to know. So definitely want to do that. So we are going to, today I was running a little, well, I wasn't running a little behind. I was extremely behind, and actually still behind. Had to do some things and got to get some things finished. And I wasn't even sure if I was going to make it on the show today, but I was like, got to do Tando. So I appreciate you all, and greatly, greatly, greatly thank you for you being who you are. And we look forward to having Tando Radio Show with you all daily. Some of the things is I'm going to have a couple of guests coming on. My man Chico Stick is going to be coming back. We got to do a show with Roz. There's a couple of other people. I think there's Legacy Wealth Management. I'm going to do a show with them. Still going to be working on trying to get Reggie Middleton on. Spoke to him, but Reggie is so busy because of how Vertasium is taking off and what they're doing. There's just some great, great stuff that is there. I can't see the board as of yet. Give me a second. I will be on the board. So if you would like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We're going to get into today's show. And today's show is going to be part two from last week's show. Not last week, Friday's show. And today's show is part two. Those who supplant oppression bring birth to a new realm. And just want you all to bring birth to a new realm. And you know, it's very, very to me. I almost said that again. I think it's significant that we really take control of everything that we do, because you can. And when you do, there are so many things that benefit from you, that you benefit from. There's not this crazy sociopathic, psychopathic, bipolar thing about living life. Life has been made extremely nuts, and I think it's very, very important for us to be grounded as much as we possibly can. And it's knowledge that really designates and distinguishes the difference between one person and another. And then applying the application of knowledge is so, so important. So we're going to get into today's show, and I wanted to do that with you all, and we're going to talk about that. Today's show is part two. Those who supplant oppression bring birth to a new realm. So with that being said, let me jump into some of the few articles that we have there in what's in the news, and we're going to jump back into today's show. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, you could give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. And I see the board, so we'll be able to see you. Greatly, greatly appreciate you all. What's up, Brother Braggs? We got brother and sister
with
Davis.
With Scotch Blue Platinum Painter's Tape.
My sister Strategic Melanie, and my man Scotty is on the board. And looking forward to the rest of everyone else jumping in at any given time. Greatly, greatly appreciate you all. You just don't know. I can't say that enough. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. Some of the things that I posted, I wasn't able to post a lot what's in the news today, but Scotty actually posted this one, and my man L.A. Ramon had posted, I saw very briefly when I was rushing trying to put that we was going to have a live show. L.A. Ramon put something about internet from outer space, and Scotty had chimed in on that as well. And then Scotty had, just before we went on air, Scotty had posted this one. This comes from today's Guyanian News.com. Today's Guyana News.com, 19-year-old Guyanian student builds search engine to rival Google. So Scotty was telling me about this, and this was talking about from last Friday when we were talking about the part two of this show, how we need to create things. Because when we don't create it, you don't know who it is. Because when you don't create things, you don't have control over things. And the system always wants to give you ownership, because ownership is nothing more than a politically correct way to say that you are a slave that can go into repossession at any given time. And we do, even though we don't think that we do, when we own things. Because when you own things, there's a liability that's attached to it all. So very, very important, and I think it's key, critical that we do that. All right, next article. I got this one from the House. Dems seek to prevent celebrity figurehead Trump from being able to pardon himself. And so this whole thing, this is the purge, everyone, that's going to continue to move to really to where they're going to try to purge you. They're not going to purge each other. The target has always been and always will be you. The general population is specifically certain groups of the populations, because certain groups of the population give them momentum to maintain their overall objectives. What do I mean by that? They will have one group demise or prosperity to be used to get everybody else in line. Who was it? George Carlin, the comedian, said that the system loves to have homeless people, so it have you scared out of your wit not to leave your job. So true. So true. So when we start to ask different questions and start to see things, then we can get more holistic answers to our unstable, unbalanced realm that we live in, because it doesn't us no good. If we don't take control of our own energy, doesn't matter what we do, it will fail. You can't ignore it. You can't kumbaya through it. Got to work at it. And the reason why you work at it, because the reward is more important than anything else. The overall, the refusal, the changing of your energy, the moving towards a direction that's where you're being self-sufficient and self-determining is more important than anything else. What you do, which is like anyone else. The great creator can't make anybody do anything. What makes you think you can? Everyone gets to resonate how they want to. But those of you that don't want to engage in this, that's why we're here, to try to do as much as we possibly can and to build what we can build, and then build together and then go from there. So that is very, very important. So the House Dem seeks to prevent celebrity figurehead Trump from being able to pardon himself. This is the purge, as I was saying, and the target is always you, and this is only going to grow. Next article, Brussels. I got this one from RT International. Brussels to attack Well, it should be to attack. Brussels to act within days if U.S. sanctions hurt EU trade with Russia. So the U.S. will be sanctioned in the purge because of what celebrity figureheads have done. This is all being laid out, and those were the only articles. There was a whole lot more I wanted to post, article about. It's just different things, but we'll get to that. If you'd like to get in on today's conversation, we're going to pick up from part two. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. So what I want to do is that just before we went on air, Scotty talked about a young man that had created is in out of Ghana that's creating the internet, and Scotty said, you know, that's not hard. You really can do it. You can create an internet. See, this is solutions, and this is why I said those for today's show, part two. And today's show is that those that supplant oppression bring birth to a new realm. That's new realm thinking. That's new realm energizing. And that's the only thing that really is successful. And let me tell you what the system will do. The system will make you look at success only by one way: you obeying them. You obeying the system. That is success. And many of us fall for it, even to the point where we'll kill our own for it. Or we'll send someone from the physical realm into the spiritual realm to no longer be in the physical realm, or to end their physical realm, which is going to end anyhow. So important. And it's, if we continue to do the same things, you always have to have a plan. You always have to be committed to your plan. You could talk it, but if you don't walk it, you don't go. If you don't do it, it doesn't exist. What exists is what others have done. Where are you in that whole paradigm? Are you in the existence of what someone else has created? Are you in the existence of what you have created? And I would say do it from a holistic point of view, in a point of way. For me, I found, just for me, the more I remove myself from the system by choice and by energy decisions, the better and the more sovereign I become. No longer do I worry about their lies, their deceptions about different things. No longer do I live in fear. Some people think because we do a prep and show that we're scared of some stuff. No, we're not scared of anything. Not scared of anything. We are aware of everything around us. And I realize that people have put in, before I came here in this physical realm, the energy of many are working against the energy of myself. So I have to position myself so that my energy will now not be hindered or hampered by theirs. The system, I don't like to use, and I love it. It's difficult, but I love doing it. I'm becoming more and more seeing the importance of severing the umbilical cord and walking away from the comforts and everything else, from the food to everything else. And that is, you know, that's a process I think that we all go through. Cherish that process. But I would say remain stable. Never lose focus of what's at stake. Because when we become wasteful of our great talents, see, if we truly knew and didn't believe, if we truly knew how powerful we are and how powerful and what power we're capable of, we wouldn't really be defending ourselves from the system, because we know what we can do. But we operate more in I believe I can do it, and until you know, you keep believing and doing things so that will put you in a position that you do know. And this system is very cunning. It gets you off balance. And like I said, the mental illness that many of us deal with, and it's a mental illness because of the unbalance and because of the food, the water, and everything else, is because we weren't designed to operate that way. But you could. And being able to do something doesn't mean, just because you can doesn't mean that you should. And over a prolonged, it has us mentally ill in so many ways where we don't have real touch of reality. We'll see that something is wrong, and we think that if I just ignore it or just act like it's not there, it'll go away, and we don't face anything. We face very few things, or we'll face things from the way that the system has taught us to face it. And who do you think that is going to serve? Who do you think interest is going to be upheld? Who do you think is going to benefit from it? Time for you to benefit, for us to benefit. And it's time, and I think it's beyond time, because yesterday in the last centuries, that was good for those individuals and their physical journey of their moment in eternity. Now is yours. And once we get rid of the real fears of the lies that the system pretends or gives to us, we change. No longer do we become evil. No longer do we become seditious. Just like, you know, it's so funny. People move, change so much. And the changing of moods is so unstable and so unbalanced because this whole system is. That there's nothing that you can ever really be sincere in because your mood changes so much. Your overall, how you project your emotions is nothing more than an extension of your mood. And we'll try all different kinds of things. We're going to try this new thing and try this new thing and try this new fad and that new fad. And then guess what? We're still just as crazy and unbalanced as before we started. One of the great things about a true loving spirit is that it doesn't get flustered, doesn't get moved. It knows eternity is much greater than the lies than what the system has already told. It knows so much more, and by it knowing it, it feels no reason that it should yell. It feels no reason that it should continuously try to catch up. It feels no reason that it is completely off balance. This system gets you really tired because we continuously become the puller of its overall direction. And that weight gets real, real heavy. But when you resonate with a different spirit, resonate with a different frequency, every moment is eternity, and everything is a experience to learn from and to grow from and love. Man, just changes everything. Yes, things, bad things can happen, but you'll have a balanced approach to them. So this life is very, very important because it gives us all the opportunity to become perfect and to learn a lot of great things that we're going to carry forward in our eternal spirit. So, in our eternal journey. So don't let them get you. Be about the great creator's business, and you're the great creator. So create greatly. All right, so just wanted to say that real quick, and then now we're going to jump into today's show. And last week, Friday, we had started with, and I want to end with, great show on Friday. There's a couple other things. I got to pull this up here. Let me get this up. There's a couple other things we were talking about, the pension plans, and I want to get back to and end this out on the pension plan and go into the second part of this and why this is so, so important. And there was a Bloomberg article, and it was the graph that we pulled. Let me pull this back up real quick. And it was talking about how the pensions are woefully unfunded. And that's what the system wants to do. It always wants to give you a promise. It tells you to obey, and it promises to reward you. It promises to be a great God to you. It promises to be a great demigod to you. It promises to be a great provider to you. And what does it do? It lies, it lies, it lies, it defaults. And when it does that, the energy that you expended to obtain that promise is now wasted. So last week we were talking about, on Friday we were talking about how the insurance is a big Ponzi scheme. So is the pension plans. And I want to go through this again and go into how important this really is and pick it up from there. Last week, I'm going to give you just a refresher. We were reading the article that I posted there. S&P 500 biggest pension plans face $382 billion funding gap, meaning they don't have it. And they gave all of the companies, and we were going through the companies, and very few companies are completely, their pension funds are funded. The most underfunded is some of the biggest corporations. And let me tell you something. This is just from what their cookbooks is saying. If these corporations, Intel, Delta Airlines, Delphia, American Airline Group, Procter & Gamble, T&E Connective, United Continental Holdings, First Energy, Semper Energy, Broadband, DuPont, Lockheed Martin is in number 19. Just those right there means that all of the pension funds are completely underfunded, and they're not going to make good on the promise. When are they not going to make good on the promise, ladies and gentlemen? They never have made good on the promise. And it always will be that way. The most powerful thing that you could do is to get out as many pyramid and Ponzi schemes as you possibly can, and to get into trading an asset for an asset. You're an asset. Your greatest asset is you, your energy. And they have to treasure it. Because if we don't start treasuring our greatest asset, it's just funny how this universe is funny, how the resonance is funny, how everything works. Everything that you don't use, that you squander, you lose. We've been losing our health, losing our minds, losing our love, losing our tolerance, losing our patience, losing our will to achieve. We become so weighted down to where I can't move. We see no way out of things. That's because we continue to see and give energy to what's destroying us. And it's so many ways, and it's a very asymmetrical way. Let me just say what asymmetrical really means. It means to trick you and to deceive you to think one thing so that you'll do what something wants you to do and not know that is being done to you. Case in point. Our diets are filled with tools of subjugation and oppression and obedience. Obedience is your enemy. Always has been, always will be. Obedience is your enemy. And true collective prudence is what we have ignored to our demise. We don't even collectively have prudence with our own individual selves. We are always, not only are we always at everybody else's throat, we're at our own throat. Have you ever listened to people talk to each other? And today's world is so quick to be underhanded and spiteful and malicious in every conversation. We're always at someone's throat. We always have to throw a curve. We always have to be. And this is why I love, you know, some of the relationships that I have with different people. I cherish that. Because even if I get out of line, they'll say something. Or if they get out of line, I'll say something to get us back on balance. That's what true collective love and prudence and harmony is all about. It's what's in the best interest here. We do it here at Tando Radio Show. People may not always like some of the things that I say or think that they're necessary or this or that, but they're still willing to find solutions to things. That's perfect. We need each other. You know, and this world always teaches that, this world teach you to chase some fame. Look at how many, if you would be honest, and I want you to think about who is successful that you know. And this is all has to do with these pensions. And when we supplant oppression, we bring birth to a new realm. Who was successful in your mind? If you didn't say you first, that's because you're bound by this system. You should always look at your successes and the things that you want to be successful towards that you are energizing. The system always teaches you to obey, and it teaches you to look in a certain direction for all answers, and all of those answers are going to be to your overall self-determining sovereign demise. If there's a problem, why aren't you working on its solution? If there's something that you need to do, why aren't you giving energy to do it? If there's something that you need to create because you're lacking in something here, why aren't you cultivating just that what it is? Why are we frustrated at different things? We're frustrated at different things because we have a fantasy style of thinking. And the system produces that. Be more realistic. And then you will notice that my fanaticism gets neglected. So you don't become a fan of anything. You don't become a fan of anyone. You appreciate. That's a different spirit. Completely different spirit. This pension fund thing is one of the traps and tools that is used to get us into the obey realm. How? Work now, and I promise to pay you later. Do all this now, and we got something for you at the end. Home. When you gonna see that they lying to you? One of the things in seeing that something is lying to you is that you have to stop becoming a liar yourself. Then there's a different truth that you resonate with. Man, I had to learn this. And it still got to apply it. Truth-seeking individuals should not give energy to a decision or spirit or energy of lies. You don't have to destroy it. You don't have to crush it. The key is not to embrace it. Embrace truth. And embrace and encourage people to be truthful in everything. You can't be in pensions and be truthful. So now, I'm not saying that you need to, that comes up to you or what that means to you. Am I saying you shouldn't be in pensions? Yes. The evidence is there. When you gonna see it? When it happens and you lose it, it'll be too late. unnecessary lesson that didn't have. The wise heeds good instruction while a fool learns from experience. Many of us, all of us, I have, you have been foolish in some things, but did we learn something from being foolish before? So, these pensions, all of them are done. Let me tell you why they're done. Puerto Rico ensures that the pensions is done. Illinois ensures that the pensions are done. New Hampshire in Connecticut ensures that it's gone. And New Hampshire, I believe, is having major problems. California ensures that it is going to be a major problem. There's a couple of states, and we laid them out here. I want to take a look at those real quickly. All this, see, now in the past crisis, what they do is they slowly build crises up. And the thing is that as they're building crises up, you should be building your overall protection so that those things don't affect you as much as they otherwise would. Those that do not protect themselves at all are naked and are going to be at the mercy fate, the system, their chemical imbalance, their mental imbalance, their spiritual imbalance, because they haven't built anything. Only thing that they've been doing is upholding the system. And the positive side to all of this is that you don't need freedom. We never needed freedom. Freedom is like America. It doesn't exist. It's a philosophy of a low frequency of your demise, which you've always wanted since you were a child and was always accustomed to. And then you had to re-indoctrinate yourself and give in to the schooling and the domestication. You had to give in to freedom. When in actuality, the whole time, only thing that you wanted to be was sovereign and self-determining and able to engage in a sincere relationship with all, not just the person that you see, but the bird you hear, the wind that you feel. The food that you taste, the fire that you smell, and the harmony that you create. And in that, think about it. There was no violent energy that you ever needed to create. You didn't even think about violence. What made you think about violence? What made you think about low frequency? The constant bombardment to obey. Obeying is a violent act. Creating your sovereignty and upholding your sovereignty and self-determination is the most useful opportunity that you can appreciate your talents and your skills and your ability. And the reward is immediate and it's far beyond. I remember playing with my friends in the projects in Jersey. I remember playing with my friends and didn't care about who won, didn't care about a score. Just wanted to have relationships with my individual friends that have become my family members, not by blood ties, but by frequency ties. They say that blood is thicker than water, but frequencies is eternal and more important than blood. And when playing with my friends, it was a sincere engagement. So if we played football Doesn't matter if someone was on the other side and everything else. If they did, if they used, executed their talent to an ability that we all appreciated, we all were like in ooh and ah. And we all were, and man, it was some of the most sincere and sovereign times of our lives. Being poor and running the streets with your friends and relationships before the violence ever came in. Every person that you met was an opportunity to grow and to meet something and do something new and to share. So this system has us engaging in this process and its tools that actually set us up for the continuous demise. And these pension plans is just one of the tools to gain the objective of subjugation and enslavement. What's an opposite? What's a solution to this? One, don't engage in it or minimize your overall exposure to it. What should you always be doing? You should always be trading your asset of your energy and requiring an asset in the energy that is sincere and sustainable and benevolent in return. Even if the overseer or the system that you happen to be working in doesn't want to pay you that way, you should be paying yourself that way. One, you should be paying yourself first. It was your energy that was used, it's your energy that has to be replenished and preserved before anything else. If you don't pay yourself first, you got a love problem, you got a harmony problem, you got a frequency problem. You have a problem. You don't see when you look in the mirror what the great creator has created. You see what man demands of you. And it's never going to be enough. No matter how hard you work, no matter how many doctrines you get, no matter what you do, it's never going to be enough. It doesn't matter how much paper that man has created as a medium of exchange that you have in their institutions known as bank. You are empty, you are empty, you are empty. And filling yourself and having fulfillment requires an honesty that is never violent, that doesn't obey. It shares, it contributes, it builds. Now, let's not make any excuses for anything. We came out perfectly. We were taught to be imperfect. Now it's a measure of us trying to weigh off in our different personalities. The imperfections affect us all differently, but it doesn't matter. It makes us all unbalanced until we decide, no more will I engage in that because that's not healthy for me. We don't know the difference between price and value. A pension plan is a price. It has no value. An insurance policy has a price. It has no value. The deception of the economy that man has created has a price. It has no value. This is why we're so empty in every relationship that we engage in, because everything is about a darn price, not about lasting and value. When we were kids, the relationships that we established and when we sincerely prayed without obeying, without all that, had value. Then we compromised our value to where we started to wanted to compete on for the football team, compete for this, compete for that. And we thought that that was going to bring about some real value in our life when it really was going to be was nothing more. It was going to put us out to be the bearers of price. Stop looking at prices of things. Engage in value. Remember, one thing that we need to value is each other, and particularly you need to value yourself first. Stop changing. Start building. Because this system will change your medication. It will change your food. It will change your environment. It will change your feelings. It will change this and change that, and you will remain the same. Amidst all the change, everything remains the same. Value has a different approach. Value is a truth that doesn't need you. You need it. Your talent has a value. Your capability has a value. That's more important than the pricing of things. What value are you creating? What value are you getting out? What value are you sustaining yourself in the ecosystem with? What value matters? And in value, there is no time. It's only eternity. Man puts you on the confines and the bondage of time for price. How much did you make me today? And what price was I able to sell that for? So, when you exchange your valuable talents and you create value in exchange for that, guess what? It's the most satisfying thing that you can engage in. It's worth it then. It's completely worth it. You have to pay yourself first. Because when you pay yourself first, then you are able to break the price syndrome. And you're able to engage in the value truth. You'll start to see the value of you. You'll start to see the value of everyone else around you. You'll start to see the value of living things that you can engage in. You'll start to see the value, the universal value. And now you become valuable. You don't engage in the consumerism. One of the things about consumerism is pension plans. Many of us think that we can buy prosperity with the cash that's generated and created through the economy. I'm here to tell you that that is a myth. That has been a lie that's been, and we cannot become acceptors of lies, because that means that we will start lying to ourselves. You can lie to everyone else. You can lie to the great creator. You can lie to that person, this person, but don't make the fatal flaw of lying to yourself. You know this stuff ain't true. Don't resonate with it properly. Even if you do have a job, even if we do have, you know, entrepreneurs and everything else, one of the first things that you have to do is you always have to make sure that your energy is properly preserved. You make sure you trade an asset for an asset. Even if you have a job, just because your job pays you in cash doesn't mean that that's the value of your work and your labor that you have to accept. See, they'll tell you that so you'll do it, but we got to think past this whole thing. Where's the solutions that everything is in which you create? Young man in Nigeria is creating a rival of Google. Scotty's going to be able to create Black Talk Radio Network. He created BTR Community. He's going to be able to create his own the own internet for all of us to use. We're going to be able to create. And then we'll see value, 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 value. Then let me ask you something. Then will the housewives or the husbands of anywhere in the world, will that even resonate with you? Will that be necessary enough to occupy a moment in your eternity while you're continuing in a basis of value? No, because you won't see no value in it. Your entertainment will be the love that you create and share. Your comfort level will be in the value that has brought about your prosperity for eternity. No longer are you shaken. So, we come back. Get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. We got two callers in queue. I'm going to come back to you all. I see Brother Davis. I see Mel. I'm sorry I wasn't on the board. So when we come back, I'm going to come right to you. Then we're going to jump. There's another part of this show that we have to take a look at and where we are right now so that we can supplant oppression and bring birth to a new realm. That new realm is your prosperity, your value. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
And live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Not a hoop banger. Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star. And star, we'll see you in queue. I don't know why the chat, I can't see the chat in here, but that's okay. I'll figure it out. So give us a call, 866-510-9025, hit star. For those of you in the trade coin, those of you that are in our cryptocurrency in the trade coin club, we're going to have 15 minutes after Tando Radio Show. We will jump in on our weekly conference call, so just want you all to make sure that you are there and ready. Some good information, some things you need to know, a lot going on there. All right, so let's we got a couple of callers. I don't like to keep the callers waiting. We're gonna go to the Grand Rapids, the area code 616 area code. I think that's Brother Davis. Then we got my man Mel in OK, and we'll go to my man Mel in OK after Brother Davis. I think that's Brother Davis. Just want to make sure. Brother Davis, is that you?
Yo, Brother Davis. Always good to hear the voice of a
friend. Brother Davis, what's going on? Much love, much respect, Brother Davis. What's happening?
Hey, man, this has been a powerful, powerful week. I had an opportunity to make some positive connections, and one of these connections has transformed my thought process because they asked me a question I thought was very unique. They asked me, are you a victim of white supremacy? Or are you addicted to white supremacy? I said, what do we mean addicted to it? Is it such a part of your life that you find there's a niche for you? I said, I never really thought about that. He said, well, we should, because in reality, those people that find the niche literally are working against those people who are trying to defeat white supremacy. I said, well, you know what, that's unique. So he turned me on to a book. And I'm going to tell you something. I haven't been able to put it down. I don't want to say that about the book. because I want to be contentual when we talk about it. But that's the unique question. Are you supporting a system that's bent on your destruction, which is what it comes down to? But listening to your show tonight, Dave, you actually, once again, you sparked the interest and thought going to a different direction. I just wanted to add that, once again, I enjoy myself in the position I'm in, just absorbing what you got to give, brother. So keep doing what you're doing. I just want to give you a little fortification.
Man, Brother Davis, you know, and you know what's so funny, Brother Davis, I was just thinking about when we got to meet you and Sister Davis, and that was such a, you know, a beautiful, beautiful time. When that happens again, looking forward to it, and, you know, you exemplify all of this, and this is what, you know, we exchange with each other, and that's why we have the harmony, because I no longer say that love stuff no more as well, because you're absolutely right. It's harmony that's more important than love. Love is like time, that stuff that they made up, but harmony is eternal. So it's so much, and just when you listen to Brother Davis, you listen to Scotty, you listen to a lot of the people that call here, What will you hear in their frequency? You'll hear their overall self-creation and their sovereignty being displayed by the words that they choose. Very, very few times do you hear them say me, 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 I. They don't have eye problems. They're not constantly trying to work on I, because they're addicted to the system. They always talk about we. They're always talking about the ecosystem, sustainability. And that's, man, it's so powerful. And I appreciate that so, so much. Much love to you and the great Queen, Sister Davis. Looking forward to Wise Wednesdays, as always. Last Wise Wednesdays show, and all the Wise Wednesday shows, just phenomenal. So looking forward to more of that in this whole thing. So I absolutely, you all are my people, and I truly, truly appreciate you all. So thank you. Much appreciated, Brother Davis, and looking forward to continue to develop our relationships and have more engagement in the future. So we got another caller that's in queue. We're going to go to my man Mel out of OK. OK, Mel, what's going on, brother?
Peace and love, brother.
Much, much respect. What's going on, brother?
Man, peace and love. Team Davis, Brother Scotty, Rod, everybody, man. Peace, love to Tando. And what's my melanated, what's her name that be on the, in the chat room? Name,
Strategic Melanin.
What's who? The sister that be in the chat room.
Strategic Melanin
queen as well.
Oh, Strategic Melanin. Oh yeah, I didn't know that you was in the chat room. Yeah. Oh man, Strategic Melanin, man.
Yeah. Peace and love. I just had two quick points, man. And I'm gonna get out your way.
Man, you ain't getting it. You ain't in nobody's way. What you talking about? First of all, hold on, man. Yeah, man, we resonate, and you are priest. We appreciate you, but man, what's going on with the princess?
Well, she's good, man. I mean, doing very well. She's gonna publish her first book.
Don't come on here without talking about the princess, man.
Yeah, she will be. She said that she's gonna publish her first book before she turns 9, so she has about 3 months. And yeah, she'll be a published author in a couple of months. So we'll make sure that everybody gets a copy of that, a signed copy.
Well, wait a minute. Can we have her on Tando?
Of course. She already a part of Tando.
I know, but like, I want her on Tando on what she's doing.
Yeah, you got that, man. That's what it's all about. But I wanted to ask you about it. I know you guys heard this, but so they're giving people 30 days off their sentence if they sterilize themselves. That's my first point.
Mel, yeah, I did see that. Go ahead. Wow. I'm glad you and I put it in, and I saw that over the weekend, and I kind of saved that to put that, and that was one of the things I wanted to put in. But tell everybody. Go ahead, Mel. I didn't mean to do that, but that was one of the things. Go ahead, Mel.
There's nothing really else to say. I mean, dang. Sorry, family show. Dang. I mean, you get 30 days off your sentence if you clip your. I mean, if you sterilize yourself.
Look at this system. Look at this system. Think about this system for a minute. They create biological diseases so that there will be no appropriation among people, right? They create all of these different diseases. You heard the venereal diseases and all of that stuff. Where do you think that stuff came from? How come? Let me ask y'all something. How come in the ecosystem there is no venereal diseases among them? And they interact. They have
Brother,
multiple partners.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but that is my exact. I'm like, what other mammal on this planet needs a condom to actually protect their life from trying to create life? What is
that really doing? It's preventing what the great creator saw as sustainably necessary to bring about a heaven and a land of milk and honey and a sustainable peace. And what do? We buy man's lying addition. So what do? We don't have proper relationships with ourselves. And then now the sterilization, they'll cut your sentence. This is a depopulation program, as all of the forms of the birth control have been popular. They tell you it is, because what they do is that they make bearing children a price, not a value. They say you can't afford it. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You can't afford not to have the babies. You can't afford not to have the babies. Let me tell you why you can't afford not to have the babies. You can't afford not to have the babies because sometimes the star childs are in the babies, and we not having enough star childs. That's why we not creating enough. What are we creating? We ain't creating much of anything that's ours that we control. So you better hope to have something in the future that will do it, because you couldn't. Didn't measure up. We didn't do it. That's the truth. A lot of people don't like the truth. We better be having these babies. We better be cultivating them. Stop worrying about price. Where's the value? They're priceless. They're completely priceless. And they want to sterilize. Of course they want to do it. They don't only want to sterilize so-called those that they enslave by way of the prison industrial complex. They sterilizing you, and they're sterilizing you in multiple ways. They're making it where there will be no birthing of children. There will be no of the great creator of creating the talent and ability and one of the greatest gifts at all, because of the different relationships have changed, and because they're telling you to be on this birth control and that birth control, and they're telling you that kids is too expensive. Not only are they too monetarily expensive, they're too emotionally expensive. So leave the babies in the car when it's summertime and let them cook. Then we'd have them discard them so that they can be swept up in human trafficking and used as sex slaves throughout the world and passed along before they're discarded, because they're no longer any good. They're worn out. They used up all of their youth and their innocence. What is youth? Youth is the innocence to develop, and they use it up. I didn't mean to go off on that, but
yeah, I
got just some true stuff. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, first let Mel finish. Mel, were you finished? And good evening to you. Okay.
Yes, sir. The baby wanted to promote her book.
Man, hold on. Bring the baby. Man, come on. Bring the baby on.
Okay.
Hey, princess.
Hi.
Oh, tell us about your book.
Okay, yeah. My book is about Africa, and it's showing the good side of Africa, not the bad, muddy side. It's talking about, like, there are big buildings, and there's empty cars, and there's good stuff in Africa.
What's your other book you're working on?
My other book that I wrote is called I Am. It's talking about what people can be, what they want to be. And it's telling them that they can be an astronaut or whatever they want to be.
Whatever they want to be, huh? Yeah. That's going to be great. It's going to be a great book.
Well, listen, Princess, as soon as you finish the book, you're going to come on and read some of it on the radio so everybody can hear it? Because we want to hear about the good side of Africa. And I want to hear about some of the things that we could be, because I still could be some of those things, and I could help you be some of those things, and then everybody could get there together. So will you come back on and tell us about and read some of your book to us?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can't wait. Don't forget, okay?
Okay.
Don't let Dad forget either, okay? So,
okay.
Soon as you finish, come on and let everybody. What was that, sweetheart?
I said that he probably will.
I won't forget that.
Yeah, I don't think when it comes to you, Daddy don't forget much at all. Every time I talk to him, he talks about you, because his memory and his overall, his love for you is so, so great. So he never forgets you. But as soon as you finish, come on and just read some of the book, both of them, read some of it so everyone can hear it. We're just waiting on you. We want to hear it, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for writing a book. It's so, so important. And I think it's important because it tells everybody that they should be writing a book. Even if you're going to just share it with just yourself, everyone should write a book. And can't wait to hear your book.
I think, Dave,
I still
had the book I wrote when I was her age in elementary school. Because, you know, our mothers never throw away anything. And I had wrote a science fiction book. It was for a school contest, and I came in second place. So it's no age too early to become a writer.
And you know what's so powerful about that, Scotty and Mel? What's really powerful, and everyone listening to him, I think people that write books, they develop a different awareness. Because if you've ever written a book, going through writer's block and researching and doing everything, I mean, my man Roz, he'll tell you from just right, you get writer's block and you have a lot, and then your sleep is disturbed to where you'll get up real early or you'll be up real late. It's a life form. Because it's a life form that will outlast your physical existence, not your true existence. It's a power. It's just that writers methodize solutions differently. They completely do, and it's a quiet disposition, a quiet, powerful disposition that writers have. That I truly, truly appreciate. Some of the things I noticed about writers. So. Listen, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, we'll see you in queue. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, going back to the story about the 19-year-old Ghanaian over in Ghana, I mean, when I saw that story, I just immediately thought back to our conversation last week. And over the weekend, I actually started remembering some of the stuff that I forgot when I first had my first computer and first started reading, you know, how the internet works, how to build websites and stuff like that. And it's not difficult to create an internet. So basically all the internet is a computer. That computer has files and programs that it runs. and you can give people access to that computer to pull up those files, whether it's an HTML file, which is a web page, mm-hmm. and now, you know, it has advanced to where it's more than just HTML pages of that type of code. You now got other type of code, but it all is the same, creating the same thing, a web page. What is a web page? Well, think of it as a page in a book. Okay, and so you just pulling up information, you reading information off a page. So the internet, that's why a company, if you ever work for a company that has their own internet, it's not called the internet, it's called the intranet, because only people on that company's servers can access the net. And it looks just like the internet everybody else is on, because it's operating on the same principles. It's just a computer serving up web pages and files. Now, I don't know what has prohibited Africa as a continent of 54 nations, from all of those 54 nations, or even a few, coming together and creating their own internet. The internet is a great place for commerce and doing trade,
right,
and stuff like that.
Right.
So they could do a whole lot of intracontinental trading of goods and services, to where they don't have to go outside. And so obviously, you know, if you're going to build such an infrastructure, which internet is infrastructure, you're going to need some pretty big computers. They're going to be pretty expensive. They're going to have round-the-clock maintenance. And, you know, it's going to grow and grow. That's why you hear places like Amazon have these server farms and stuff. We got them here in North Carolina. That's all that is. That's the internet right there. That's the physical internet right there, is these server farms. And so it's not really difficult. And so when I saw that young man was creating his own search engine, all a search engine is a computer program that searches for things, okay, that pulls up the pages in the books and stuff that you'll find on the internet. And so I'm like, you know, some of the things I'm thinking is, I hope he don't sell it to somebody else. Because believe me, Google, Yahoo, some of these big companies, they'll try to approach him and buy it from him. Okay?
Yeah.
And so that's how we lose control of things. Okay?
Yep, that's how we lose control of things.
And it doesn't,
for a price and not realizing the value.
Yeah, it doesn't benefit the whole. You know what I'm saying? Am I making any sense?
Right.
It does.
No, you're making all the sense in the world.
Yeah, it does. So he might have built that with the thought in mind. I don't know for sure, but I'm just, you know, making an example. He could have built that to say, you know what, we got a lot of websites here on the continent of Africa, and so I want to build this search engine that will help people easily find all African websites here on the continent. And so that might have been his original intent. Now, if these big corporations and these people with these shiny things and stuff will come to you and be like, oh, that's so great what you built, you're such a smart you know, they will compliment you and get you to feed into vanity and stuff like that. And we'll give you $1 billion for it. Okay? And then once they purchase that, they could use it for whatever they want to use it for, and it's not going to be used for what it was created to be used for. That's what we have to be careful of when we create things, that we literally sell out ourselves and those we intended to help. So I just wanted to add that part of it. Brother Davis, thank you for what you said. Can you remember exactly what Brother Davis said about the question that was asked of him?
Yes. Was he a victim of white supremacy, or was he addicted to it? And then there's a book that he's reading, and he wants to wait until he said he can't put it down. He doesn't want to say it because he wants to go through the whole process and then before he gives it to everyone else, basically. And that's what we all should do. Test things, make sure that they work before we give them out. And that's a powerful, and he said that had a remarkable effect on him, which we all know Brother Davis' frequency. This was already resonating with him. That's why it attached
and
to him so well.
And it resonates with me as well, because Dave, just the other day, before we came on air, I paid you a compliment. Do you know what that compliment was?
Yes.
Do you remember?
Scotty said, David, I thank you and appreciate you that you don't break everything down into white supremacy or racism.
I say how you talk about the system and how it impacts everybody, and you don't use these buzzwords that often gets people into their emotions. And it also gets them into ignoring that the system is impacting everybody, you know, the ones that it's intended to impact. And that's other non-white people, and that's also other white people. All right. So I also had been writing about this. Now, I don't know how that person meant it when he said it to Brother Davis, but this is how I received it. And when they asked the question, are you a victim or are you addicted? Now, I have a different perspective than a lot of people. I talk about racism, but I talk about it in a different context than other people. I say racism is a tool to serve the system of slavery. All right, the system of slavery that you talked about, a lot of people call it the prison industrial complex. No, it's slavery. It's never been abolished in this country, and they have always been trying to steal other people's energy. Now, you know, this affects more people more so than others, but it affects everybody, right? And so I was thinking, okay, I had written some stuff, and I think sometimes that, like, for example, me and Max, well, me, I had issued a challenge to conscious scholars who talk about white supremacy. I said, why y'all don't talk about slavery? Do the research. Do the research on the 13th Amendment. Go all the way back to John Punch in the 1600s, the first person sentenced, not captured in Africa and sold to Europeans and brought here. No, he was sentenced to slavery for life. Okay, so I say go all the way back, do the research. That's going back to the 1600s. So go all the way back, you know, from our current time period to what they call mass incarceration, which is really slavery, and go all the way back. And then tell me, you know, what are your thoughts on slavery? Because you would think slavery would be high on your list of things we need to end. And I never get a reply. I never get a reply. But then Max said something to me that make a lot of sense. He said that when a person has been selling you something for years and years, and they got DVDs and they got books, and something comes along that may turn their theories on its head, and it might just be something else, you know, in addition to what you're talking about, then they don't want to talk about it because they addicted to that money that's coming in from them books,
right,
from them films, from, you know what I'm saying? And it's like you're being
price over value. Exactly.
So I do think sometimes that some of us are addicted to white supremacy, that it dominates our minds, it dominates our lives, to the point that to where we will blame everything on white supremacy and won't take any kind of self-inventory, evaluate ourselves and be like, what are we doing that has us in this position? What could we be doing to get out of this position? And I'm sorry if someone tells you that you just a weak little boy in a system of white supremacy, you just a dumb Negro who ain't got no answers because white people is supreme. The chances of you coming up with or creating something like this young man is creating in Africa that people have created to exercise their sovereignty and what have you, the chances of you having that mindset to where nothing can stop you, do you have that in your mind, and it'll stop you because you'd be like, no matter what I do, these people are supreme. No matter what I tried, they smarter than me, so it's nothing I can do. So, I mean, you gotta have a revolution in your mind before you can have one in this world. And as a as a military person, I know going into battle.
But go ahead, Scotty.
I know going into battle, no commander, anybody that's worth being a leader or a commander is going to tell the troops that your enemy is more powerful than you, he got better weapons than you, and there's just no way you can defeat him. So let's just wave the white flag. You know what I'm saying?
So,
so if you try to overcome something, and these people aren't going to, the people who are engaged in enslaving other people, they're not going to stop on their own. And if you don't stop them, first of all, if you don't believe you can stop them in your mind, you can't stop them in this physical world. The battle starts in the mind first. So that's all I wanted to add. Thank you, Brother Davis, Scotty, for sharing that.
Man, you smoke. Ooh, the revolution in your mind has to start before it's won on the streets. That's so, so true. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. One brother that I know that really, and what I appreciate about Rise is going to be coming up next. What I love about Rise is that Rise and I zig and we zag, and I totally, totally, totally love this brother. And this brother, which is so true, is that this brother has researched, has done and seen the effect. And what I always love when Rise talks about is that you're under mind control, and this system wants to keep you under that mind control. And the thing about it is that we like somebody controlling our minds. Nobody wants to be a slave, but everybody wants to have one. And Roz really, when he really, really knows and gets this and expresses this in a way that I absolutely appreciate, because it is something that we definitely battle with, this addiction to it. Once we relieve ourselves of that, then we can see that we don't have to obey, and then there's no violence that you adhere to, allow, or give in to. That doesn't mean you don't defend yourself. Just the opposite. A warrior is always self-determining for prosperity. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, my man Roz is in queue, wants to sound off. We're going to go to him. If you'd like to get in on the conversation before we get out of here, give us a call. This is the last 30 minutes, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm the host for today's show, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. I don't know if you guys hear me. Every time we go to a commercial break, the commercial breaks, I'll sing it. Because y'all all mean so much, and I appreciate you all so much. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Hit star. We'll see you in queue. I don't know why the chat portion, this won't come up for me, but that's all right. All right, so we got my man Roz in queue. Definitely don't want to hold my man up. So let's go to Roz. Roz, what's going on?
How you doing?
What's up, brother?
Hey,
how you feeling?
I'm good. To you, Mel, Scotty, Jerry, Strategic Melanin, Brother and Sister Davis, everybody. Great show. I came in like an hour late, but I just heard.
Man, you're always on time. We're talking about everybody here is always on time. What are you talking about? Everybody here always on time. You came in right where you need to come in at. Go ahead, brother.
Thanks, my brother. It's funny, when Scotty was just talking about us being addicted to white supremacy, it made me think, because on Jerry and my show, I actually said this, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I said that we worship our oppression. I said, we've been acculturated to worshiping our oppression. I said, all the things that are worse for us, we have now adopted and made cultural habits. So
you have made it the fad, yes.
Exactly. When slaves used to, when they used to hunt down the slaves, they would take their belts from them to, so their pants would fall, to make it easier to catch the slaves. Then you had when they would enslave black people via the prison industrial complex, you had dropping your pants as a means of submission, showing that you were willing to be someone's homosexual treat in order to get protection in prison. Now that's just an everyday thing. So we worship our oppression. That's just one example of the way that
mm-hmm.
the system acculturates us to worship our abuse and then normalize it and make it seem like everything is everything. And we all been doing this, and this is, you know, everybody's the same, and we all have the same, you know, we all do the same things and have the same aspirations and ambitions. And in most cases, yes, that's true. But in the cases that count, it's not true. And that's just an understanding history and knowing where you come from. And the other thing, I was thinking about it too, because when Scotty was talking about someone saying that, you know, you're a child in the system of white supremacy and you'll never win, it is so true, because you can be acculturated to, and I understand it from a perspective of black people being infantilized. As a people, we have been infantilized through the abuse that has been put on us. That was the whole, you know, the whole reasoning for the system. But ultimately, the people who have done the most work to fight the system did not function as infants. The system attempted to infantilize them, which it has done to all of us, globally speaking, as a people. But ultimately, those people had black self-respect, which means that they themselves did not function in an infantilized state. They functioned in a state of black self-respect, which is the complete opposite of that. So he's absolutely correct. And that even brings me to the concept of calling other black people brother and sister. Now, some people, you know, well, Neely Fuller has talked about the fact that, you know, there's really the system, that whole idea of us being brothers and sisters doesn't exist because of how we've been trained to abuse each other. But to me, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen a documentary called Bastards of the Party. It was a documentary that's about the historical origins of the Crips and the Bloods. And
mm-hmm.
the brother
yes.
who made the documentary is the Blood himself, Cleobone Sloan. He was in Training Day, as a matter of fact. And
mm-hmm.
what he said was, when he was gangbanging, it's a lot easier to kill a nigga than it is to look at somebody and call them brother and pull a trigger on them. And that has always resonated with me. So even though I understand that the world we live in, that idea of us being brothers and sisters doesn't exist, for me, it is the way that I continue to view other black people as human beings, whether that resonates with them or not. Now, if they turn around and say, well, I ain't your brother, hey, it's all good, you know. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what?
I'm not going to argue about it, but ultimately, go ahead.
You know, real quick, hold on. You know why that's so important? And I'm glad you brought that. You know why that's so important? Because you don't always do it for them. You do it because you do it for yourself. You have to because if you do everything for everyone else, then you neglect yourself, and
you'll
you won't
get,
be
you'll
any
never get
good.
Done.
Right, Roger.
You'll never
you,
get
and,
anything
and,
done.
And you won't humanize. I mean, you won't have. To me, when I don't use that term a lot, but I will use it from time to time. Brothers and sisters. That's just a family term.
Mm-hmm.
That's just saying that
mm-hmm.
I love you. You my brother.
Yep.
You my
yep.
sister.
Yep.
We can work together.
Yep.
I resonate with you. Now, this
yep.
stuff about
absolutely.
Violence in our community, you mentioned the Bloods and the Crips of Tookie Williams
mm-hmm.
started it. Look, these gangs started as community protection units first.
Protecting black people. Yes,
and
absolutely.
Then it was perverted, because there's been books written
absolutely.
About how the L.A. police instigated violence between the two groups by stealing a car from one of the groups and then doing a drive-by on the other group, and then they thinking each other is doing it. You know what I'm saying? But then in the terms of violence, look, that I know it gets a lot of headlines, especially Chicago, but the majority of black people are not killing other black people. Okay? If that was occurring, we would be extinct. We would be damn near extinct. If the majority of black people, look, every group of people got its dysfunctional people, some more dysfunctional than others, but we can't generalize ourselves like the enemy does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a brilliant addition to the conversation. I was just saying, like you said, Brother Dave, that's when I call other black people brother and sister, that's for me. And it's because I come from a background where I ran the street, and I was able to, at a point in my life, as intelligent as I was and the background that I had, I still at some point in my life did not see my own people as whole people, which is the only way you can abuse them, is if you're able to see them the same way the enemy sees them. So because I come from that background, to me that is important in my psychosocial conditioning of myself towards black self-respect when I deal with other black people. So I don't have a problem with people who have a problem with the term or choose not to use it. I don't use it all the time either, but when I use it, that is the context and the reasoning behind why I use it, or the logic, I should say. Also, what Scotty said about slavery and slavery being the origin of white supremacy, it couldn't be more accurate. I mean, you go back into the oldest annals of human history, slavery existed. The only thing is that when you look at slavery on the African continent, I'll just take that because I know that quite extensively well, slavery was a different institution on the continent than it was with white people and Arab people. And slaves had rights on the African continent. Slaves had the ability to be upwardly mobile in society and even become, you know, nobles and have political office. So they, and also, if they were being abused or mistreated by the person that they were indentured to, they can go to the king to have themselves removed from that household. So in other words, the abuse and the terror and the genocide that was meted upon black people by white people and Arabs was not an African traditional concept at all. But when you look at the history of racism, slavery was all about getting someone else to do the work that you refused to do because you either were completely incapable of it and lazy at the same time. And that's basically what it was done for. So when you look at it, he couldn't be more accurate. The reason, what all they did was institutionalize the abuse and enslavement of one group. But Europeans, the same stuff they did to us, they did to each other. You had the Western Bloc Europeans dominating the Eastern Bloc Europeans, and that was where the origin of the word slave came from. Any country with the word Slav in it, Slovakia, Czechoslovakia, Yugoslavia, those are the original slaves, and those are the original white people that were viewed as niggers and were abused by their own white counterparts. So that was then eventually translated and imposed upon us, and we became the poster children for slavery, which then in turn, in order to justify their abuse, they had to facilitate the system of white supremacy to continue that abuse ad infinitum. So he's absolutely correct when he's stating that information, and a lot of us, I think, don't really understand that particular aspect of it. What I'm seeing now is that the only difference between then and now, slavery is still the objective, but white supremacy is the all-pervasive 10-area people activity system they put in place to facilitate the enslavement now. And that's the difference between then and now. And speaking about Mel and his daughter, and big up to you, Mel, and big up to your beautiful princess for all the wonderful work she's doing. You're right. I think everybody should be published, and I'm actually in the process of writing my first book. I'm an essayist and a writer myself. And you're absolutely right. You go through those periods of writer's block. You go through down periods where you have to maybe take your focus off of what you're writing to do other things of importance in your life, and then and it supplants what you're doing with the book, and then you get back into the book, and it's just all about the book. And ultimately, I think children should be published. My son was published for the first time at the age of 11. Then he was published in another book, and that was poetry. It was a nationwide published scholastic book when he was 11. Then he had another, like a brief essay he wrote that was published in another book, and then he was also published in the Black magazine writing about the history of hip-hop from his perspective at the age of 13. And these were things that really helped him understand the importance of mental focus, because in order to write a book or write anything of substance, you have to be able to have the same needlepoint mental focus that anyone would have when doing a ritual in a spiritual context. I've always said that whenever you're doing a ritual, all of the different elements of the ritual, whether you use candles, water, sacrificial animals, plant matter, herbs, all of those things are meant to focus your spiritual energy. And the different manipulation of those things helps to focus your spiritual energy towards the universe being impregnated with what you're asking, and then within the proper time frame giving birth to what you're asking for from it. So when you're writing a book, it's the same principle. The only difference is all of the mental, spiritual energy and focus is coming from you, and you have to have that laser pinpoint precision to stay on subject, know the beginning, middle, and end of what you're writing. So I think that's a brilliant thing. I can't wait to see what the sister's doing so I can support her. And you're right. I think everybody should write a book, even if it's a book you write for your own family, where it's a book about your family history. If there's a specific event that might have had a profound effect on your family, or if you have family members that did profound things in the community or to help our people, and these people might be unsung heroes of our struggle, these are things that should be written about. Your own family tree, just the history of your people as far back as you can find it. All of these things are things we can incorporate to kind of give our family and our descendants after we pass away some semblance of who we are and who we used to be. So, yeah, thanks again for the opportunity to speak. I hope I didn't talk too long, and I put myself
no, man.
On there.
No, Mel, shoot. Roz, on point, you're right. Mel's daughter is, you know, we're gonna support the princess, and so important. And, yeah. I mean, it's so true, and as always when you come on, and where the conversation was that Brother Davis had, and you missed the first part, Brother Davis had came on and said that he was reading this book, and he wanted to wait till he finished digesting it before he shared it with everyone else. And he said he had a great weekend because it was something that profoundly happened to him, and Scotty just agreed with it and said, man, that was really profound, because Brother Davis said he was asked, are you a victim of white supremacy? Are you victimized by white supremacy, or are you addicted to it? And so Brother Davis just talked about it. So he's going to finish that book, and then he'll talk about it again. And it's just, you know, so much. And Roz was oh, and Roz, we got to do the show. Let me know when we're going to do it for...
you know what? I just remembered that I forgot to...
No. Don't worry about it. Just when you're ready, let me know, and we'll do it, because this is an important show.
Yeah, because I have the MP3, so I'm going to send you the MP3 so you have it, and that way you can play. Is it easier for you to play it by MP3, or should I send you a link to the actual video? Which one is easier for you as far as just your ability to play, play it for everyone to hear?
MP3? No, probably by the video, Roz, will probably be easy. Yeah, and then we'll put, because that show is so important, because we really need to, and the importance of it behind it is that we really need to be creating our own for everything, our own internet. I want to do an ICO in different things, and I got to incorporate Scotty. I got to incorporate you. I got to incorporate Jerry. I got to incorporate everyone. Mel, I got to incorporate Big Brother Davis. Got to Brother Bragg. Oh, my gosh. Everyone. We got to all incorporate each other, because we all have crazy different talents. Because I'm going to tell you something. Just turning the computer on and typing in where my email is, that's my extent. That's my digital imprint. I know nothing about this type of stuff. Nothing at all.
Hey, I got a question for Roz.
What did you say, Scotty?
I have a question for Roz.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a hip-hop related question. All right. No, I was probably in the seventh grade around the birth of hip-hop. And I don't know how much old hip-hop you used to listen to, old rap stuff. But given that your son,
yeah.
what's that, Ross?
Oh, I said quite a bit. Yes,
Ross.
I said all of it. When you asked. What he listened to, I said the old stuff. I said all of it. Yeah, but go ahead.
Ross.
Yeah.
Listen, bro, this is what came to my mind on the brothers and sisters. That's where I got brothers and sisters from, hip-hop. But somewhere along the way, they changed it from brothers and sisters to niggas.
Yep.
And the B-word. Yep, absolutely. And see, that's what I mean when I say we're under mind control. The whole premise of this system is about the people who set the hierarchy for this race, which are the people at the top in charge of the system as far as the global system. Those people have created a system that effectively makes them God. That is all it's about. And if you study the premise of the deity, the way that white people and Arab people who dominate other non-white people and especially black people, the way that they set up their religious systems, their God is a God that enslaves his quote-unquote children. The term Abdullah, that term A-B-D-F, means slave, slave of Allah. So someone who's called Abdullah really means slave of their deity. And that's the whole concept of how they set up their religious system. You are to do everything that this deity says. This deity is all pervasive, and he's a deity of vengeance and violence and even genocide is capable of. So you have to fall in line and be fearful of this deity. And then what they did was
emulated
the mental concept. Exactly. And what it is that they supplanted the mental concept with the physical by shifting. And I've said this before, they study us to the point where they knew. There's a great book called The African Origin of Biological Psychiatry by Dr. Richard King, which shows the origin of psychiatry in the Nile Valley cultural complex. When they realized that our ancestors knew that the human mind thinks in pictures, what they did was they basically made racist hieroglyphics and supplanted the spiritually uplifting hieroglyphics we had with things that were self-denigrating and self-disrespecting so that we were easier to control and dominate. So it's all about mind control. And once you get someone to a position, and it was Carter G. Woodson who said that, you know, if you educate a person towards their own destruction, you don't have to enslave them. They'll be self-enslaved, and it'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy. And that is what this is all about. If you read the Willie Lynch letter, you read King Leopold's letter to his missionaries, you read Sir Macaulay's letter to the British Parliament, all of these things are saying replace the indigenous black people globally, replace their spiritual and educational system, their indigenous spiritual and educational system, with a system that makes us and our culture and our system better to them than their own. And once you do that, then you will be able to easily dominate them. All of them said without destroying their indigenous systems first, we do not have a chance of controlling and dominating the people. So it's been all about that from day one, and their ability to use us as their robotic automaton. That's why everything's moving towards AI, because eventually human beings are always have the ability to revolt. Whereas if you can create AI, AI is going to do whatever you program it to do. So the new slaves of the future are going to be robots and probably hybridized cyborg human beings that they can easily dominate through nanotechnology and things like that. So it's all about the same thing. They just redo the same system and up the ante with the ways they go about doing it. The whole internet,
you know,
when they say, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. Go ahead, Ross. Because
I was just going to say the whole idea of the internet, when you think about it, what does, and Robert X said this on Sister Bev's show, what does a spider create a web for? To capture a victim. What was the internet for? To capture you in a net. So everything that they do
the World
is connected
Wide Web.
To that net. Your phone is connected to the net. So you are captured in the net just using your cell phone. You're captured in the net just surviving because everything is done digitally now. So if you are able to create an intranet, then basically you're, because this is their world. That's what I mean when I say they're trying to be God. Through the internet, they are God. They have all your personal information. They can sell it to anybody. They can abuse you with that information. They can make up information about you. So they are effectively a deity, and that is their universe. When you set up an intranet or a VPN, that is your own universe within their universe. So these are all concepts we're not taught to think about. So we're actually creating our own communicative universe. That's what BTR is. It's an internal communicative universe that's safer than FedBook. So if we can do that with the internet and do that with the other systems that they set up to destroy us, but we invert it and use it for liberation like our ancestors have done. And somebody talked about the computer the other day. Dr. Van Sertima has a powerful lecture that's on YouTube called The African Presence in Early Europe.
Ramon said that. That lecture, L.A. Ramon had brought that up.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, because he discusses there that in 1444, when the Portuguese first invaded West Africa and kidnapped the first Africans that they stole from Western Africa and took to Europe, that they was the first semblances of a modern computer that was found there, or semblances of them working on something in that direction. So it was a rudimentary computer. And he said in the lecture, imagine what the world would be like today if Africans invented the computer in the 1400s. How much further advanced would we have been now in 2017 if the computer was built in the 1400s? And that's just something for everybody to ponder about when it talks about the stagnation of a people, the destruction of their language, the destruction of their culture, the destruction of their spirituality, all of the things that we could have contributed to the advancement of human civilization that has been thwarted.
I'm so sorry. Hello? Hello, Brother Ross. Can you guys hear me? I am so sorry. This is Jada from Atlanta, but I needed to get the name of that book. I didn't have a pen and paper handy. You said the African, and I was... Okay.
No problem. What was the name of that? African, yes, it's The African Origins of Biological Psychiatry. And the author is Dr. Richard King. And he also has another set that would be a companion to that. Let me know when you're ready, and I'll tell you that title,
Biological
too.
Biological Psychiatry?
Yes. They have it on Amazon for a pretty decent price. And Dr. Richard King is the author.
Dr. Richard King. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry, but
and he has the other set called Melanin, A Key to Freedom, which goes in tandem with that particular book. That is one of the books that helped me to understand that human origins were a lot further, went dated a lot further back in history than we were being told. Because in the Melanin book, he discusses the fact that what they call Australopithecus are actually the diminutive blacks. And Australopithecus, or these diminutive blacks, have been dated back to 2 million BC. And then, like I said before, during Black History Month, I did a whole segment on the fact that these Ukrainian geologists had dated the Giza Plateau, the Sphinx, and the pyramids there to 800,000 BC, which also coincides with other information I got from Magical Egypt from John Anthony West's series that he did a number of years ago, and he's now just put out new documentary episodes of Magical Egypt that also dates the origin of Egyptian culture in the hundreds of thousands of years as well, which coincides with that knowledge that I got too. So it's just so much going on that's mind-blowing. But you can find the whole Magical Egypt series for free. I actually have the DVD, but you can find it for free on YouTube, the old one. The new ones he just put out, and you have to, like, you know, email them, and then they'll send you the digital episodes if you want those. I think right now it's only two of them that have been released so far, and I think they're going to do, like, possibly another eighth or more with this second release of the new information that they found. So, yes, thank you so much, and I'll meet my line.
All right, y'all. Listen, man, great, great, great show. What's up, Jada? Roz, as always. What's up, Tommy? What up there, Mario? Just want to thank you all so much that was said there. It was so important and relevant. And, you know, brothers and sisters, if you remember, once X-Clan and Public Enemy started to have real impact, that became the change that sped up the overall seeding of destruction within the music. Then you know what came after that.
Niggas with Attitude.
Exactly, Scotty. Exactly. That was the agenda, and it became about the obedience. And one of the things about that was that everybody was kind of, a lot of people loved it, but a lot of people was resonating this way. So the reason why, a lot of people were resonating because when Public Enemy and X-Clan came out, that was so hot when it first, but you know what? Many walked away from it and quickly ran away from it because you know why? Oh man, they talking that conscious stuff, man. Give me some
because we have become what we had to endure. And that's what that was all about. And that's what trapped us even for exactly, Scotty. So listen, everyone, got to get ready to get out of here. Much love, much respect to you all. It is never goodbye. It's always we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, always give one away. Let me tell you why that's so important, because that's what we do all the time, and that's what we try to perpetuate in being about our own self-determination and our sovereignty. That way you never live in the world of obedience and of violence, and nothing has dominion over you. There is dominion. Having dominion over something is a... it's a low frequency, ladies and gentlemen. It's based in pride and destruction. So much love, much respect. My man, Brother Braggs. Brother Braggs, get us out of here. I'm gonna call you in the morning, Brother Braggs. Much love, much respect.
Ready.
Peace, peace. Talk to you later.
Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.